From Radio Deutsche Welle in Cologne, Melody Time. We invite you to join us for 30 minutes of light classical music. Hello there, I'm Maurice O'Brien de Clare. Welcome to this edition of Melody Time. I'd like to begin today's program with the overture to an opera that is generally considered to have paved the way for Jacques Offenbach's operettas. The 4th of September, 1852, saw the premiere in Paris of If I Were King. The new opera was written by the popular Adolphe Charles Adam, who also wrote the music for the ballet Giselle. And the plot is certainly not very original. It's the story of a poor wretch who dreams of being king, and the king who grants him his wish, but only for a day. But the opera is full of funny twists and turns and comical situations. The music is full and melodious, and the soloists are required to make full use of their singing techniques. So, not surprisingly, the premiere was a huge success. Curiously enough, Adam seems to have worked furiously to complete the score. We are told that he only took 3 weeks to do so. But when he attended the venerable Paris Conservatory of Music, he had the reputation of being the laziest student of the decade, much to the mortification of his unfortunate father, who was a professor at the same academy. Then he came under the influence of the renowned teacher and composer François Beaufaldieu, who was able to fire Adam with ambition, encourage his talent, and help him on the way to fame and fortune. Within a short time, Adam had developed into a diligent and hard-working composer, who, as well as writing over 60 operas, also composed for ballet productions in London, Berlin, St. Petersburg, as well, of course, as Paris. Listen now to the overture to Adam's opera, If I Were King. The Staatskapelle Dresden is conducted by Hans Funk. The overture to the opera If I Were King by Adolphe Charles Adam. People arriving at a certain theatre in Vienna on the 30th of September 1791 found a programme notice pinned to the door with the following message. The actors of the Imperial and Royal Approved Privileged Theatre Auf der Wieden have the honour to present The Magic Flute, a grand opera in two acts by Emmanuel Schikaneder. And at the bottom of the program, in tiny letters, was the message, the music is by Wolfgang Amadei Mozart, who, out of friendship to the writer of the libretto, will himself conduct the orchestra. Well, it only remains to be said that the magic flute made the librettist Schikaneder both wealthy and famous, and Mozart, the composer of this truly fantastic music, died a pauper 10 weeks later. Let's hear a duet from the magic flute, in which Pamina and Papageno sing about the power of love. Anneliese Rothenberger and Walter Berry are accompanied by the orchestra of the Bavarian State Opera, conducted by Wolfgang Sawallisch.
Unsere Lebenstage, sie wirkt im Kreise ihrer Natur.
That duet was from The Magic Flute by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Now, Salzburg in Austria is a city that will always be associated with the name Mozart. The name Haydn, too, is one that also played an important role in the musical life of the city 200 years ago. But I'm not talking about the famous Joseph Haydn, but the almost forgotten younger brother Michael. Michael Haydn was a brilliant organ virtuoso and composer who wrote more than 200 pieces of church music. When the restless Mozart left Salzburg to seek fame and fortune, Haydn took his place as royal court and cathedral organist in the employment of the Prince Archbishop of Salzburg. Now, Mozart and Haydn became good friends in Salzburg. But Mozart's father did not approve of this friendship. He was afraid that the worldly, experienced Haydn might exert too much of an influence on his son. And Michael Haydn certainly did live up to his playboy reputation. He was very popular in Salzburg's high society for two very special gifts he possessed. We are told that he could unfailingly predict the weather for the next day, very important if you're giving a garden party in a city that, at that time anyway, was notorious for its uncertain summer weather. And at parties and dinners, he could compose and play on the spur of the moment music appropriate to both the occasion and the mood. Take, for example, the following, Notturno.
Thank you.
Notturno by Michael Haydn. You heard the Pro Arte Orchestra Munich, conducted by Kurt Radl. And from the glittering court of the Prince Archbishop of Salzburg to the fantastic fairy-like world of the operetta. The Czardosz Princess, premiered in 1915, was, as they say, a winner. For its composer, Emmerich Kallmann, it represented the first step to operetta fame. Years afterwards, when asked about the secret of his success, he said that he composed music that had a sparkle in it, that got through to people, so that perhaps days afterwards, while doing something perfectly ordinary, they'd find themselves humming it. In the following duet, the two unhappy lovers exchange memories. But the dream has faded, and it only remains for the two to say that they are parting as friends. But this is the world of operetta, and a happy end could just be around the corner. Listen now to that duet, performed by two unusual partners, world stars both, tenor Placido Domingo and the violinist virtuoso Itzhak Perlman. In their own special way, they ask, "Do you remember?" from the Czardosz Princess. The New York Studio Orchestra is conducted by Jonathan Tunick. arrangement of the duet Do You Remember from the operetta The Czardish Princess by Emmerich Kallmann. The opera The Bartered Bride was the second opera written by Bedřich Smetana, and it later established him as a distinctly Czech composer. Smetana's end was tragic. He became almost totally deaf at the age of 50. Then, following attacks of depression and symptoms of mental instability, Bedřich Smetana, the father of Czech music, was committed to an asylum in Prague and died there. I'd like to end the program with a lively piece of music from The Bartered Bride. It's called The Furient, and is played now by the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Zdeněk Kosla. From The Bartered Bride by Bedřich Smetana. And there we end this edition of Melody Time. The program, which was produced by Rick Fulker with sound engineer Christian Gericke, came to you from Radio Deutsche Welle in Cologne, Germany. This has been Maurice O'Brien de Clare, wishing you all the very best. Bye now.